You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to send him to the nation's capital. I'm going to send him to Washington to play with the Wizards. I mean, that's a franchise that is really, like, just hasn't – I think they either won a title or made it to the finals in the 70s and one of the most nondescript eras of professional basketball in the late 70s. And then they had a kind of a good team for a couple years with John Wall and Bradley Beal. They had promise there with Chris Webber very briefly back in that era. But, like, things have not gone well for Washington, and that should be a really good basketball town, and I would like to see the Wizards get good. So I'm going to send them there.
I think I agree. I had said that earlier. We were trying to think of old Wizards/Bullets stars, and we came up with John Wall, I guess.
Is that your favorite?
Bradley Beal, I mean, recently. And then, yeah, there was once upon a time it was Wes Unseld and Elvin Hayes and Phil Chenier and, like, that group. But –
right.
It's been pretty desolate.
It's been a rough go, yeah. Not a big okay. Andre Blatch guy.
It's been a it's also been a rough go in Charlotte, though. What do you think about Charlotte as a destination?
No, that might be like a backup plan for me. I don't mind that. I mean, obviously I would send them east.
Right.
You know, Washington, Charlotte, Brooklyn, those are all good with me. Brooklyn has sort of made a mess of things on their own a little bit. I mean, so is Washington, but I don't know. To me, I sort of want Charlotte to blow it up and start over without LaMelo Ball. I feel like getting Cooper Flagg, they may like try to keep it going with that. And so I don't mind Charlotte, but Washington would be my first choice.
How do you feel about the Sixers?
That would be interesting. That would be an interesting place to land from an NBA offseason perspective.
Right.
Because, like, it opens up all kinds of stuff, you know? Like, is there any chance they would trade? I don't think they would. But, like, I mean, that's the kind of team where, like, you know, suddenly, like, that gets you Giannis or whatever. Or do you entertain something like that if you're the Sixers? I think Cooper Flagg is highly regarded enough that I don't think anyone would deal him. But I mean, that Sixers team is an interesting team to have an asset like that.
Is Embiid at this point – like, if you – I mean, they obviously have – you know, they got McCain was good before he got hurt. They got Tyrese Maxey. They have some, and you add Cooper Flagg to that, and you say, who needs this Embiid era? Let's move on. Is that immovable? It's immovable. It's immovable, right? Or no?
It probably, but also, like, you know, it doesn't last forever, like, you know. And so, like, it's so if you got Cooper Flagg on a rookie contract, you got Jared McCain on a rookie contract, and whatever, like. You know, it is what it is. To me, having Embiid on that contract does not preclude you from building a team around Cooper Flagg and Tyrese Maxey. It just adds complication to that.
And I know they've shot themselves in the foot, literally, with how they've built the team and Paul George, all this stuff. But I do think the fan base, I can't imagine it's been pleasant to be. I wouldn't resent them, you know, like the way that I resent, certainly not the way that I resent the Lakers when a good thing falls in their lap. But it feels like there's been a lot of suffering for Sixers fans, even as they've had some good players pass through.
No, so I like the idea of the Sixers being good. I like the Sixers as a franchise. I like the colors. I like the history, the Dr. J and the Barkley and the Iverson. Like the
George
Sixers
McGinnis.
Are definitely a franchise. I like the idea of them being good.
All right, so there's some really bad things that could happen, though. Anything West isn't great. Utah is sufficiently diminished that whatever, and it sufficiently prints the profile that it would be a little nauseating. So, but the Spurs would be a disaster.
Yeah, I think Houston,
they're so good. Houston would be a disaster. That could happen as well. I mean, those are the two. And I guess Dallas has an infinitesimal chance of getting him, or a 1.8% chance. But
keep an eye on Portland. Portland could be next year's Houston. And so let's not have them get Cooper Flagg.
I think you're right. They have some good young things going already, and they add Cooper Flagg to that. Do you think there's any circumstance? I mean, you mentioned it earlier with in connection with the Sixers. Do you think I don't think anyone who gets Cooper Flagg would not keep Cooper Flagg, given the youth, the skill, the contract advantages, etc. Houston could be one that could include him in a package for Giannis, though. Like, that would be it. Can you imagine?
I don't think anyone trades Cooper Flagg, but the only scenario I see is he goes to a team that thinks they can win right now, and you trade him literally for Giannis. Like, that's like literally the only scenario. So it would be Philadelphia trading for Giannis or Houston trading for Giannis, and that's probably the only two scenarios.
Okay, well, since we brought up the Giannis thing, and you mentioned this when we talked about Giannis and his future after the Bucks were eliminated, you said it starts by going to Giannis and saying, I want to be in Milwaukee. Right. Like, what?
Right.
Do you want to go somewhere else? And we heard from Shams over the weekend that he is open-minded about possibilities. What do you think that means?
I may write a little bit about this. I'm sorry, what was that?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I may write a little bit about this afternoon along with some other. I've been brainstorming some various league-wide topics to relate to the Grizzlies, and that's a juicy one, although that maybe is not the most relevant one. Excuse me. I think the gate has been opened and the trade is starting to rev up a little bit, and so that suggests this might actually happen, certainly. I think the Grizzlies are going to be, to me, like, maybe, like, if you think about it in terms of concentric circles, and maybe they're like a third ring kind of team, and I doubt it gets that far down the line. Houston, Oklahoma City are the most obvious places in terms of having the ability to put together packages that include both good players and lots of good draft picks and still have enough left over that you can add Giannis to it, you can win big. So those are the obvious ones. But, I Toronto's a team I really wonder about, with the Masai Ujiri stuff there, and Toronto's a city I think would be good for Giannis. I don't really like the San Antonio thing people will bring up. Not only do I not like it, I just don't see it. But you wonder about other teams like, New Orleans, Atlanta, some teams like that I could see getting in the mix.
San Antonio, you're not a fan because?
I think there's too much distance age-wise and too much overlap on the court-wise, I think, with him and Wimby. And I don't really see that happening.
It's interesting, like with Oklahoma City, they're so good,
right?
It doesn't seem like a thing they would do. On the other hand, one of the things that occurs to me is that if you're Oklahoma City, and I think it's unlikely that it's something they would do, but if the alternative is Houston doing it, right? So all of a sudden you've got to go. That's the other, like, someone in the West may get him, and so that's a reason to do something that you may not otherwise do, right?
Wouldn't you do it? Like, I don't. It depends on sort of what kind of deal you have to put together. Because the money makes more sense if Hartenstein's in the deal. If I'm Milwaukee, I want Chet Holmgren in the deal. And you're probably not trading both of those dudes. So if Chet is the guy, now you got a lot more work to do in terms of putting money together. But you still, I don't know. Like, Giannis is so good. I can't have Giannis and SGA. Of course, that's an interesting thing. It's sort of like, you're thinking about Giannis and Ja, right? Nice problem to have, but, like, neither, they're both attack the rim guys. They're not shooters, right? And so, like, you kind of think about the functionality of your team in that way.
And you don't really imagine that the Grizzlies, first of all, I was talking to Jeffrey about how.
I think there are 20 teams that are less likely than the Grizzlies, but I think there are, like, you know, probably 9 that are more likely.
Would a Grizzlies deal have to start with Jaren?
Well, the first question I think with the Grizzlies would be there's two kinds of trades that could happen. There's you're trading for Giannis to play with Ja, or you're trading Giannis for Ja. And so, like, that's the first question, and then you sort of go from there. Like what's Milwaukee want? You know, what do the Grizzlies want in that scenario? The problem with Jaren is that the contract's so low. The way that contract is structured, now you're at $23 million.
Right.
And if Jaren's the centerpiece, like you said, it almost has to be Jaren and Desmond Bane, you know? And I mean, that's kind of the most likely deal. You're trading Jaren and Bane, and then you have this team that is Ja Morant, Giannis, Zach Edey. Well, all three of those dudes are wanting to get to the rim, like all three of them. So how's your team functioning in that way, right?
Right.
Or you could do some kind of job. I mean, the deal Milwaukee might want if they wanted a Grizzlies deal at all. Maybe they want more of a draft pick oriented deal, but like Ja and Jaren. Well, do you think your team's good enough if you do that here, the Grizzlies? And like, you know, Desmond Bane's your second best player, and like Scottie Pippen's your point guard. But then again, you have Giannis.
Well, and more to the point, does Giannis think your team's good enough? Which gets me to the other question.
Well, that's the other thing. That's why the Grizzlies are like a third tier team to me.
Yeah.
It's because not only do you have the complications of the kind of deal you would do and how, what you would want and what Milwaukee would want, there's the question of what Giannis wants. And like, you know, I just thought it's the reality of having a team in one of the league's smallest markets. You always start with the standpoint of, you assume the big star, like, it's not top of the list of where they want to go, and the biggest stars have agency. Even when they don't have free agency, they still have agency. And in terms of they're going to some level, just like Jimmy Butler did, they're gonna have a level of power in dictating where they go and where they don't go.
Yeah, do you think in terms of that, I mean, we've seen it with Dame didn't get to go to Miami. Like, he wanted to be traded, but he didn't get to go to Miami.
Yeah, I'm not saying you get to pick one team, but I think
you can. No, but I was going to ask, how do you think it works? Do you think if he says, I'll go to one of three teams, or these teams I will go to, these I won't, do you think you get more agency because you won a title for them?
There's that. I think Milwaukee's going to want, if they're sending Giannis out the door, they want him to leave on good terms. So there is that part of it. There's also the aspect of, like, you get far enough down the line, I think, you know, teams are able to talk with the agents of players, and you get a determination of, you know, it depends on where you're at in terms of contract situations or different players. You know, are you going to sign an extension here? Are you going to be happy here? I mean, if you bring a player in and they don't want you to bring that player in and they're a player of Giannis' stature, I just think that's a hard thing to do, even if they're under contract. To when they say no, I don't want to come there, to bring them there anyway. I think that's just a hard thing for a franchise to do.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in the terms of bad things that could happen in the lottery, I did not mention that Oklahoma City could keep the Sixers pick. They couldn't get Cooper Flagg because it's top six protected, but they could end up with as high as the seventh pick in the draft. When I was talking about things that you can root against tonight when you're watching the lottery unfold. All right, let's catch up with some of the series real quick before I let you go. We got the Thunder and the Nuggets tied at 2. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that since game one, when Jokic was fantastic, 42 and 22, he has really struggled, honestly, for Jokic. He's shot 30% from the field. He's 4 of his last 22 threes. For the series, he is averaging 6 turnovers. He averaged 2 in season. For the series, he's averaging 5 turnovers. He averaged 10.2 in the season. It does, to me, shine a little light on the struggles of Jaren Jackson Jr. and Zach Edey in the facing the same team a little bit here. It doesn't seem like it's a coincidence.
Well, I mean, I think it's when you look across the board, with some exceptions, offensive numbers go down in the playoffs, period, for teams. Right. And they go down for star players, as things are related to each other, in the playoffs. And then you add onto that general trend, like, the Thunder are the best defense in basketball. And so whether you're a guard or a front court player, like, you know, I mean, that's just that defense is just hell to deal with, period. Right. And so, yeah, I think as you go on, I mean, you know, a lot of things about that Grizzly series, you know, you sort of add some context to it. And, you know, I think that Thunder team, it's 2-2. They could still lose that series, but it's 2-2, and they got the home court and this, you know, best of three coming up. And as you get deeper into the series, they have more depth. They're, you know, the youth maybe starts to help, maybe. The youth thing is an interesting question with the playoffs, but the Thunder is the one team that's kind of bucking that trend of younger being worse, but not entirely. I mean, they're not as dominant as they were in the regular season, but I think it probably favors them. And that's just a hard defense to deal with, no matter what kind of star player you are. You know, I mean, Desmond Bane shot like 25% or whatever in that series.
Right, right, yeah. Pacers up 3-1 over the Cavs. And Donovan Mitchell, I don't think we've heard, but he's getting an MRI today. That feels sort of like it's over.
Yeah, the Cavs have been banged up one player or another pretty much all. You know, three of their top three players have all been banged up in some way throughout the series. And then Indiana's just playing really good basketball. And so, yeah, it feels like the scales have fully tipped on that one.
Tonight, Boston, New York. Boston wins game three. Boston's led by 20 every single game. They just let go of the rope with the first two. Thoughts on that series?
Yeah, I mean, Boston's clearly been better, but you could be better and lose a series. That may have happened in the first round of the Clippers. It was interesting that Boston won as commandingly as they did in New York. And the fact that New York squeaked out those wins in Boston and then got handled on their home floor was probably a bad sign for New York. But, you know, that is the one series. I don't know. Whether it's that or the Denver OKC, I sort of feel like that's the one series that still I could see. If we just assume now Pacers are the favorite team. That's the one. That's the one where I could still see New York winning that series, maybe more so than Denver beating OKC.
Yeah, it is interesting. We've had great playoffs, but it feels like we know how all these are going to turn out. It feels like, you know, and that includes Minnesota, Golden State. Minnesota's now up 2-1, even though, let's be honest, they haven't played all that well.
No, Minnesota has not been particularly good at all. And if Steph Curry was 100% healthy, I think Minnesota's losing that series. But that's not the case, and so they're going to win that series.
All right, Chris, I look forward to you reading your piece on Giannis or whatever you choose to write, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Read his stuff over there. If you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. Josh Hysaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty. Phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or you can go to joshhasthebuyers.com. So you don't have to take my word for it. More than 300 five-star Google reviews. So there you go. People use them. People like them. Among the things that that Josh will offer, among the various ways that you can sell your house, is it's what Kyle and Amanda did. They were looking to sell their house, and they didn't want to go through the rigmarole of fixing it up, you know, spending $10,000 to make repairs before they can even list it. You got to list it. Everything's got to be immaculate. You got to keep it immaculate for all the showings, whatever else. Days can go by. You're wondering, is it going to sell? Is it going to sell? So what they did, they had Josh over, and he made an instant cash offer on their home. And it's not one of these that you get these robocalls. Oh, are you interested in selling your house? This is Josh I saw coming to your house, looking around and giving you a full price cash offer for your home. Then have up to 4 months before you got to hand over the keys. So it makes it simple. It's Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Again, 901-461-8147 or joshhasthebuyers.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
FM ESPN. So if I'm a member of the Central High Jazz Band, I probably got photos. I could probably got, you know, maybe programs. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it to the frame corner. That's a perfect example. Something you want to remember forever, something you want to commemorate, something you want to have forever. You take it to the frame corner. They do custom framing. You can buy a frame there as well. But what they really specialize is in, what Claire and I went for was to have some custom framing done. She had some prints from her childhood home that she really cared deeply about and wanted to, and now they're up on our wall. It looks spectacular. It's the kind of thing that honestly, I don't have the skill to do myself. She's an artist. She didn't have the skill to do it herself. They've been framing things beautifully for 50 years. So if you have something, your kid's high school sports jersey or college sports jersey, a golf ball, cause he hit a hole in one, like Sam Hardiman, whatever it is, hit a hole in one, like Sam Hardiman, bring it into the frame corner. They can frame it and they can preserve it for eternity. It's and make it look beautiful on your wall in the meantime. It's the frame corner, 5035 framecornermemphis.com. So Jeffrey, I'm sitting here. It's a Monday. I've been going through the stories that I want to talk about. And I realize I got five more. I got five more, Jeffrey. So maybe we'll have to make a, you know, some kind of, you do the list. We don't really have a list, but I do have five stories I want to talk about. So how about, can you give me that guy with the voice giving me numbers and stuff? Ah, that's perfect. So, all right. So we got the lottery today, but we also have the draft combine today. And P.J. Haggerty, Jeffrey, a day ago, reposted a quote of himself saying, if you take care of the name on the front of your jersey, the name of the on the back will be taken care of. So I told you last week, I was kind of over the P.J. Haggerty conversation. I guess I could get re-engaged. What does that mean, Jeffrey?
So I'm still operating under the, I thought Memphis had made the decision, like they're kind of moving
on. To move on. That's what we heard. Yes. But I've always thought that the decision to move on was like, I'm not breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you. And then if she calls back and says, hey, you want to get together?
Yeah.
You know, that's, isn't that how it works?
It also feels to me though, like Memphis is holding out a little bit more hope that the Dane Danger situation breaks the way that they want.
Oh, that's true. All I'm asking is, does this particular clip have anything to do with Memphis, because the most recently the name on the front of the jersey has been Memphis. Or is he just generically saying, listen, any team I go to, if I take care of the team on the front of the jersey, it'll take care of the team on the, I'm a team guy, it'll take care of the back of the jersey. Or did it refer to, was he in tweeting that? I'm trying to ask you to read the mind of PJ Haggerty.
Yeah.
Was he saying anything about Memphis?
My instinct says no. My instinct says that, because
I think he is,
we can discuss whether or not he's misguided, whether or not he's making the same mistake that other players have made. It does seem to me that at this point, he is more determined to have someone at the combine tell him what he wants to hear, and he wants to go to the NBA.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with anything. It's just kind of a weird thing to tweet. Like, why that on that day? But whatever. This is what we do now in sports. We read as Chris calls them, modern hieroglyphics, and we go from there. All right. Other former Memphis Tiger stars. Indeed, I would argue, Jeffrey, that the biggest Memphis Tiger stars of last year were P.J. Haggerty and Seth Hennigan, right?
Dane made a strong push.
He made a run
at the last, but I think you're correct.
But I think those are the two biggest stars. Well, Seth Hennigan was busy this weekend, not just tweeting out obscure stuff. He was at the Jags camp.
Rookie minicamp.
It's nice we had rookie minicamps. Also, by the way, this is a great time. If you're an NFL guy, pretty much everyone does these embedded videos of the draft. Like, do you watch those? I watched the Brandon Bean inside the Bills draft video, right? And it does. They make it seem like they get every player they want. They got just the player they want.
They do a great job of this is who we wanted.
Yeah, they go back to the combine. They show, you know, man, they literally said to Max Hairston, who was the Bills' first round pick, he's a corner. He was meeting with them, and he said, yeah, they asked him about whether he was going to break the record for the fastest 40 or whatever. And he said, I'm not going to say anything, whatever. He said, I just want to draft a 4-2. I just want to run a 4-2. And Bean says, if you run a 4-2, we're not going to be able to get you. We can't get you. And then of course he does run a 4-2-9, I think. And he still falls to him in the draft. And so a whole thing makes it look like, but I do enjoy watching those. I do enjoy watching those. So that's happening now. And then we got rookie minicamps.
Mm-hmm.
And so Seth Hennigan, who was signed as a free agent deal by the Jags. Trevor who is all I was saying.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
Trevor who, he you'll be glad to know this, he impressed. He was throwing, you can Google Seth Hennigan, and you will see a story about him throwing a dime to Travis Hunter. He's kind of upgraded in receiver. He's kind of upgraded. With all due respect to Rock, like, Rock's great.
Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say that that's probably the best player he's ever thrown to.
I think the best player he's ever thrown to. So maybe Travis Hunter is making him look good, but he was throwing a dime to Travis Hunter. Lots of stories about Seth emerging from the rookie Vinny camp, including the head coach, Liam Cohen, said the following. He said, I'll be honest, hadn't watched a ton of his tape before we ended up bringing him in. Once we did, I got to talk to him. John Gruden actually hit me up about him, shot me a text. I think they spent some time together during the offseason. So John Gruden, in addition to having Seth on Gruden's QB class, which I watched and you watched, then got involved and texted the Jags to say, this is a guy you might want to look at. Cohen went on to say, you can definitely see the coach's kid mentality. He did a great job of calling the plays and having the command. We weren't just out there calling one play. We were canning plays, two play calls. He was handling all that stuff well. So time will tell, but definitely a good guy to start off with. He will be competing for John Wolford for the third quarterback. Do you have any predictions? Who is going to be the Jags' third quarterback? Is it going to be Seth Hennigan or Wolford, John Wolford?
Wolford was with Cohen at the Rams.
That's bad.
I will say, none of that surprises me. Like, Seth, knowing how to play quarterback, he's very, very good at it. what it's always just going to boil down to is athletically.
He threw a dime. He threw a dime.
Yeah, but like
it was a dime.
John Wolford started a playoff game.
Yeah, I know. No, actually, the part of the thing, it was all very complimentary and nice, and I hope Seth makes it.
Yes, I do too.
The part of the thing, the quote that actually I didn't love.
I wasn't very familiar with him.
Well, no, well, there was that. Then he said, so time will tell, but definitely a good guy to start off with.
Yeah.
So he's starting minicamp. They need an arm, a good guy to, like, he can handle the stuff, help him get through minicamp. He didn't even say a guy who might be interesting. Right, he said a good guy to start off with.
Yeah, and then the now, in fairness to,
and then he wasn't familiar with him either. Yeah.
Now, in fairness to Seth, anytime you can make a good impression, like they'll start to call other people, like, "Hey, check out the, like this. We don't have a spot for him." Like,
you get in there and you whatever, you can end up as someone else's third quarterback if you don't end up as the Jags' third quarterback.
Correct.
Who knows? Okay. More sort of NFL tangential news.
Are we saying this is three? Or are we still on?
Oh no! Wait a second. That was two.
Okay.
That was two. That was two. I lost track of the numbers.
Yeah.
This is a whole.
I thought you were sticking with
two.
Tigers. And okay, sorry.
No, that was two. I've screwed it up completely.
All right, here we go. Let's try this now.
This is going to be number three.
There you go.
This is going to be number three. Yeah. All right. So we had this news. Speaking of things we're tired of talking about, Jordan Hudson.
Uh huh.
Now Friday when we talked about Jordan Hudson. It was in the context of the report from Pablo Torre that she had been banned from the UNC. She, of course, is the 24-year-old girlfriend, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend. She'd been banned from the New York City Athletic, from the North Carolina Athletic Facility. And then UNC said, no, she has not been. She's not employed here, but she's welcome. So this weekend, she was in the Miss Maine contest, and they had the bathing suit, they had the ball gown, you know, whatever. I don't know that there was talent.
So I don't know if this was Miss USA or Miss America. Like,
USA. It was for Miss USA.
Okay, so
USA,
I don't think that's talent.
Yeah, there was no mention of a talent. She is
Miss
Jordan
USA.
Hudson.
It used to be Miss America was like the all-round, like,
one.
Impressive everything. Miss USA just to be straight up just, like, physical hotness.
It was the difference between, in my day, Playboy and Hustler.
Yes, yes,
you know,
course.
It was.
One was tasteful, yes.
One was tasteful, and one was less tasteful. Mm. But compared to what you see now, highly tasteful. Jordan Hudson is Miss Hancock. Hancock is the name of the town.
Right, like,
where she grew up. She was Miss Hancock, and she finished. Bill was there. Bill wasn't hiding. He wasn't whatever. He was right there. He didn't comment. He didn't speak to the media, nor did she. But he was there supporting his woman, and she finished second runner-up in the Miss Maine contest. Your thoughts?
Why do we still have to say second runner-up? She finished third. She's on the podium.
Oh, that's true.
You know, she's on the podium. Like,
Let me ask you, do you think it worked to her advantage or her disadvantage?
I was wondering the same thing.
I think it hurts her.
I think so too, right? Because in the end,
you don't want to look like you're folding to the celebrity.
And you also don't want, like, you don't want the media circus. Like, in the end, those pageants, like, they believe in the title.
They take it seriously on its own. Yeah.
Right, the title of Miss Maine is what matters most. It's not the person that is Miss Maine. Like, so I actually am with you.
You don't want to be bigger than Maine.
Correct.
No, you're right. You don't want her to be bigger than Maine. I think she was fighting an uphill battle.
I do too.
Good for her. But I do think, in fact, she ended up exactly where, if you'd thought about this, she ended up exactly where we should have predicted. Right? Because second runner-up is about right. You don't want to offend,
correct,
leave her off the podium.
You don't
whatever.
Wanna, yeah, you don't want to make the story about she didn't even place whatnot.
Don't,
like,
irritate Pats fans. That,
right,
is Pats country up there. So you want to honor her, get a little gloss from her, a little glow up, but you don't want it to take over. You don't want it. There's no circumstance you want her to be Miss Maine.
Correct. The title has to be the most important thing.
The crown is the crown.
Right. It's the title, not the woman. Yeah.
So, I think I agree with that completely. Do you believe that she was banned from the North Carolina athletic facility.
Yeah, because even when you read their statement was, first off, it was like the way that they wrote it. It's like, she's not an employee here. Basically what they're saying is like, she can come visit Bill. She didn't have a key card.
Oh, right. So that's why she's not employed, but she's welcome like any other visitor. Right. Okay. It's funny. So the other thing that happened, and I'm Charles called me yesterday and he asked me with legit, just total bafflement.
Okay.
He'd seen a picture of them together recently. And he said, why is she interested in him? She looks like he looks like a toad. He's not even a particularly handsome 70-whatever-year-old man that he is.
Yeah.
And he literally is legitimately...
Pete Carroll is significantly more handsome. Yes.
Well, you're exactly right. Pete Carroll's a perfect example. And all I said, Charles, all I said was, it's a story as old as time. Like, why is... whatever. Like, literally, from wherever there have been... young women and old men. I mean, Hugh Hefner had a million of them, right? I mean,
well, did you see,
like, this is...
Did you see what her... Is, did you see her last boyfriend?
No, who was her last
There was,
boyfriend?
Like, one of the post stories where he's getting a comment when they were in the thick of it, the fires. Her last boyfriend was another 64-year-old. Like, she has a type.
Okay, but here's the thing. So does she... Because this is he was baffled by this.
Yeah,
and we know now there's a New York Post story about all the houses she owns now. Like, this is her riches. This is a key to riches and access and all that, right? But when
I think
you're
it was
doing
$9 million worth of property.
Yeah, when you're doing that, are you consciously saying, "I know he is a hideous toad, and I have to kiss him and do other nasty things," but I'm getting $9 million of property and this is my ticket? Or A, does she just have a type that she actually makes her hot? And that, in other words, how deeply internally cynical is it? Or is it really just you're swept up in the money and the lifestyle and all of a sudden you really are in love?
Yeah, I think you're more in love with the lifestyle.
Like, but do you have to grimace? Are you being cynical about it? No, I don't think you are. I think you...
She's getting she wants.
But she's not... I don't think she's saying, I have to endure this to get this. I don't think that is a conscious trade-off in her mind. I don't think it's any trade-off in her mind.
In her mind. I think that also a tale as old as time is social climbing. And that's
couldn't
not exclusive,
she,
to, that's
then,
not exclusive
as Charles
to women.
Says, couldn't
but,
she be with a young, hot millionaire? Maybe this is her vision of hot, though.
But like
there are
no, but like,
who have
okay,
daddy issues.
But
right?
I also wonder this. If she's with the young, hot millionaire, is she worried, like, I'm just going to get traded? Like, as soon as that guy's done with, like, with this one, it's like, I'm going to have, she's got way more control of this situation.
But that makes it seem cynical. In other words, you think that,
I'm just operating by how she's, I'm just taking with the facts that are given to me.
I don't think these are conscious thoughts she has. If I do this, I'll have this. If I do this, I think it's all just, no, I don't think she's that cynical.
I think you can be attracted to status.
I think that's it. But I think it's a legitimate attraction. She doesn't see him and throw up in her mouth.
Yeah, no, agree? I agree with that.
Okay. All right, that's all I meant. Okay. Now hit the number. Hit the number.
I'm ready.
There we are. See, it's me. It's me who's getting the hang of it now. So we talked about barbecue nachos, of course, last week. And we had Walker Taylor on who tried to set the world straight on who invented barbecue nachos. This week, of course, we got the competing barbecue fests. And to be clear, it's the official position of the Jeff Gawkins Show that we want both to flourish.
Absolutely.
Right, Jeffrey? Isn't it?
As a competitor in Smokeslam, I want both to be successful.
You all, in the end, decided to stick with...
We just wanted to be on the river.
Because you literally wanted to be on the river.
Yep.
If the other one had been on the river, you would have been in the other one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it's another good reason to continue our conversation about barbecue nachos. Also, you should go out and get some. Jody Callahan now did a deep dive on this same topic. And it's in the Daily Memphian. And I swear to God, I think he took some of the hot quotes from Walker, where Taylor were
from the show,
like quotes. It sounded like they were from the show. Cause where he called his friend
Miller,
compatriot, yeah, a liar. Like when he literally, Ernie Miller, when he called him a liar.
I still thought my favorite line is, "We're friends, I guess."
John Virgo's quoted in the story. Walker's a good friend, and he's very serious about it. And so Walker Taylor tells the story about Rosie, 1982. Rosie Mabone, working this concession stand. She happens to put a little barbecue on a whatever she's eating, a little barbecue herself on her nachos, and a customer says, "What's that?" Now, what's weird is Walker Taylor identified the customer as Dr. Steve Charles. This is what journalism does. Jody called Dr. Steve Charles, and he said he's never eaten barbecue nachos in his life. So there you get a little hole in the story.
All right,
but it could have been someone else. You know, sure. Jody allowed for that, and so he kept looking at this, and what he was able to find. Well, first of all, you did have Ernie Miller coming back, and he concedes that the commissary may have had barbecue nachos before him, but he insults them. He insults what they had. He's saying that they had, here you go, let's just see. It was a chip with a piece of meat, a little cheese, and a little barbecue sauce. He was making like a dozen of them on a plate individually done. I can tell you those barbecue nachos were not the way that you know them or the way that I described them until I came up with that idea. But here's the thing. Jody kept digging. He's a journalist, man. He kept digging. He kept digging. He kept digging. And know what he found? He found old menus from the commissary, from literally he got a 1998 stained and wrinkled menu.
Okay.
At the public library that has your traditional barbecue nachos on them from the commissary. Don't you? And there's another story in another paper. It was from the LA Times, the San Francisco Examiner, a 1989 article in the San Francisco Examiner. A writer had come to Memphis, went to the suburbs to eat at the commissary and talked about its outstanding barbecue pork nachos. Only available in the creaky wood building near the railroad tracks. I think it totally validates Walker Taylor, don't you?
I do too. Also, Jennifer Biggs, God rest her soul, she had taken up this issue once upon a time, and
she went out and she wrote a separate corrective piece about it.
Right.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
So I trust Jennifer.
I think we're going to have to go that. But listen, whatever nachos you want to eat this week, knock yourself out. But I think the commissary is the originator of the barbecue nacho. I think we've settled that completely. Okay, and last number, Jeffrey. Yeah, number five. We do have numbers in for the Riverbeat Music Fest while we're talking about music festivals. Another piece in the Daily Memphian today that attendance was up. It was up. The way they knew that attendance was up was that beer sales were up 60%. That seems like a good gauge, doesn't it, Jeffrey?
I would agree.
That seems unless like everyone just drank a hell of a lot more beer.
But that's a lot more.
That's a lot more beer. So either attendance was up or people were really hammered. And,
or I guess I could also leave out this. They had more beer to sell.
Well, they also, but the weird thing is the story also said that the number of tickets scanned was flat. Now, I happen to know people, I'm not going to reveal their names, who snuck in. I know people who snuck in. Now, that's not a very civic-minded thing to do. I do know people who snuck in. They also said they gave away many more comps, I guess. They're building their brand. So the numbers scanned were flat. But here's the other little thing. They cut off ticket sales Saturday. Like Saturday, they sold so many tickets that they didn't sell another. They didn't want to sell anymore. That's when the Killers, whatever, and they wanted to. Part of what they're doing, honestly, is when you're creating a festival, and I'm presuming this, you want to build positive momentum,
yes. Right?
And you want people to have a great time and tell other people what a great time they had and it was a lot of fun and come on next year and whatever else. And so their priority is making sure everyone has a great experience. And that's one reason why they got to a certain capacity. And they so literally Saturday, they sold every ticket they could have sold. So that's a good sign. And so shout out to the Riverbeat Festival, continuing to bring people downtown. That's a good thing. You're going downtown this week because you've got Barbecue Fest.
Correct.
So tell me this before we go to break here, before we step away for the day, what's the weather look like? Have you looked at it?
So we had a bunch of rain last night. I'm doing the move of like, I just don't want to look. I'm assuming.
You haven't looked?
I'm assuming there's going to be rain.
I think I saw that the early word said there was going to be some rain.
I would say this. That would check out.
That's supposed to be true of Music Fest. I didn't realize that was also true of Barbecue Fest.
It's basically all the same. All right, I'm seeing rain on Wednesday. Maybe an afternoon storm on Thursday. Same for Friday. Saturday, hot and humid.
It's covered? Your thing is covered?
We have a tent, but, you know, you got to walk to the tent. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. All right. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. J.J. Greer is going to join their program at 12:25. Jeff will be with them at 1:25. Jason Munn's going to join me on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock. Celtics-Knicks pregame at 6:30. Celtics-Knicks at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. For now, work's done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.